Legabe reading the Megillah biyachid. Can a person read the Megillah without a minyan? Clearly, there's a machlok in the Gemara on this between Rav and Rav Aseh and the Tosfot and Rashi. Clearly, we're posek like Shitat Rav that says you don't need a minyan to read the Megillah, although it's proper to try to get a minyan, but it's not a deal breaker. Like Maran clearly said in Tarat Seif Yudchet, that if a person can get a minyan, matov man na'im, but you don't need a minyan to read the Megillah. The question then would be, if you're reading it alone, do you make berachot? Everybody agrees you make the first berachot. For sure you'd make al-mikra Megillah, sha'asa nisim, if it's the night you say shahiyanu. The question is, legabeh, the berachah haruna v'ravet ribin. Over here we have machloket gedola. The Bein Ish Chai says, Haravet Riven, we call it Beracha Yekara Ad Meod, a very precious Beracha. And therefore he says, even if a person is Biyahid, he should make the Beracha, Beracha Harona. Hacham Ovadiah says that there's a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says that the Beracha Harona is only a Minhag, and therefore the Yerushalmi said also, you only make the Beracha B'Sibur, where there's a Minyan, with his 10 people. And then Chacham Ovadiah vehemently argues on the Bein Ish Chai, and he says he doesn't know how the Bein Ish Chai can go against this Yerushalmi. He quotes a whole list of poskim that also say you need a minyan to make a Haravat Ribbeinu. And therefore Chacham Ovadiah rules that if you're saying the Megillah privately, there's no Beracha Harona, you shouldn't even answer Amen to somebody that makes a Beracha Harona in such a case. So you see there's already Mahlokin Mikatse Lakatse. Chacham Ben Tzion in Olam Tzion Dal makes a Peshara. Chacham Ben Tzion says, do what you want. If you want to make it, Baruch Abba, you can follow the Bein Ish Chai and the Mekubalim. You don't want to make it, you don't have to make it either. He finds some sort of leniency to go both ways, whatever you like to do. Lachala Ma'aseh, once already, Chacham Ovadiah put us into a debacle of Safek Berachot Lakel. When you see that there's poskim that say you shouldn't make the Beracha, so one would refrain from making the Beracha Harona when it comes to reading the Megillah in less than a group of 10 people. However, you can count 10 women. 10 women count as, see, but it doesn't have to be 10 men. So therefore, if a man is reading the Megillah, for a woman, there's no problem. Or even Chacham Ovadiah says, minors that reach the age of chinuch, there's room to be lenient, to count them as well as part of the minyan. So it's not a minyan like a minyan of in synagogue, where you need a minyan of adults. Even a minyan of ladies counts, even a minyan of minors that reach the age of chinuch counts, in order to allow us to make the beracha aharonah.